Last time the Falcons played the Cowboys on the road was in 2009. And while the Falcons did not win that game, they prepared today in practice, September 24th, to make sure they come home this time victorious. The Cowboys lead the NFL when it comes to shutting down the opponent's run game. They lead the league in second down run defense, allowing opponents only 2 yards or less on 12 of 14 carries.
I think they played just really sound ball. You know, their front, their techniques, you know, they're not out of their gaps. They're really good tacklers. So we got our work cut out for us in terms of, you know, allowing our runs, you know, one gap at a time, staying on track, and then making our cuts. So it'll usually come back down to how we play. And that's our, you know, really where it starts for us. One gap at a time in the run game, find our cut, and then we get north-south.
I feel like you need two running backs, three running backs, actually, because, you know, it's a lot of pounding in one game. You know, it feel like you just constantly can't hit every play. And then, you know, our bodies only can take so much. So, you know, injuries are going to come regardless.
That wide receiver slot will be extremely crucial in this weekend's matchup. Offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan has focused on moving Julio Jones around a lot, so opponents don't know what to expect.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, it gives defenses fits because they don't know where I'm going. Or they are just playing inside, outside, and also sometimes I'm a need that double team. They're going to need the double team in. It's going to allow my other teammates to get open and have one-on-one, and I have all the confidence in the world that they're going to go out there and be the guy that's man-to-man.
They kind of scheme things. They'll probably cheat the safety towards Julio a little bit, you know, and that's what we see on film. Whoever's the dominant guy, they kind of cheat that way and, you know, try to help that guy out, you know, just a little bit. But the front seven is playing lights out, you know, and if you can't run the ball, then you get too high coverages and, you know, they could drop eight in the coverage all day and they could guard you. So
we've done this everywhere we've been, but we try to move everybody everywhere. But Julio is one of the few guys who's explosive he is that is capable of running the entire route tree. Sometimes when you have guys that big or that explosive, they don't break down as well. They're not as quick, like you're saying. But Julio can do it all. So you got to defend every route. I think that's what makes him so special.
For more information on this weekend's matchup against the Cowboys, check our game primer at AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you for joining us on this Branch Report. I'm Ashley Rose.